We have universal health care. This morning's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. As you've heard, the amount of available vaccine is about to increase dramatically. Merck Pharmaceuticals will be cooperating with a competitor, Johnson & Johnson, to make millions of doses of that new one-shot vaccine, which means we should all be vaccinated by May. But that didn't happen by magic. The reason it's happening is because of a government agency you never heard of, or at least I never heard of it. It's called BARDA, B-A-R-D-A, the Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority. And it's run by this man, Dr. Robert Johnson, who for years has been creating a vaccine manufacturing and distribution network overseen by the government.
Because it doesn't matter how well a diagnostic, vaccine, or therapeutic works if you cannot make enough of it.
And so BARDA will be interfering in our competitive free market system and paying Merck $105 million to upgrade and equip its manufacturing plants to make another company's product. And to make sure the supplies get to these plants, the military will handle the delivery logistics. The government will also pay Johnson & Johnson to operate its own plants around the clock. But it doesn't stop there, because there's going to be a next time. And this idea of millions of people making appointments and lining up to get poked with the needle is really slow. So BARDA is going to tackle that too.
Moving away from traditional administration approaches such as needle and syringe that require specialized medical training to something like a Band-Aid type patch that could be self-applied.
We could vaccinate ourselves next time. Now, I know a lot of people have this visceral aversion to national health care, and there have certainly been glitches in this current process, but nobody is saying, let's get the government out of the vaccine business, are they? So if this isn't national health care, nothing is. And this won't change even when the pandemic is over, because I think we've all come to agree the economy and the schools can never be shut down like this ever again. And so you have to have this medical SEAL team always at the ready.
So we do not have to recreate the entire system for each outbreak.
And with Texas and Alabama making the decision to go naked and reopen 100%, I believe that pretty much dictates that national health care is here to stay.